Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women out there. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 24th. Now, this is Thanksgiving weekend, or Thanksgiving week, actually, and we have just so much to be thankful for. Our theme all this month has been personal power. And of course, I asked you one very, very important question at the beginning of the month, which is, who has your power? Again, you know, many women wonder why they can't seem to accomplish their dreams and goals, or why they even seem not to be able to just do what it is that they say they want to do, period. You know, maybe they haven't even set goals, but something has always been on their heart, some passion, some dream, and yet they find that they can't get it accomplished. And I'm here to let you know that it's because they've given up their personal power. And so today we're going to wrap it up as the last Monday of November. We're going to wrap it up and talk a little bit more about personal power. You've got to reclaim it, okay? You've got to use it. And most of all, you've got to believe in it, okay? And so this is a very, very important show today. Also, we've got great announcements for you. Of course, our holiday extravaganza is getting ready to take place on December 6th here in Atlanta, and I'm going to be giving out some wonderful discounts for those of you that haven't registered yet. I'll be giving out at least 5 to 7 discount codes so that you'll be able to attend a little bit less than what it's normally going for. Also, I'm going to be sharing with you today some powerful beliefs that will free you from negativity. Again, powerful beliefs that are going to free you up from negativity. Now, of course, all this month as well, we have been reading excerpts from the book, Your Roadmap for Success, and we are going to continue on with that, starting with the first Monday in December. But today, I'm so excited to announce that we have a very, very special guest, and I'm talking about no other than Cassandra McKissick. She's an entrepreneur, life coach, a talk show host, and she's going to be here today as an educator, as a woman that has helped many women around the world. She's going to be here to talk about personal power and give you some wisdom and her own personal tips on how to reclaim your personal power. And then you're also going to learn about her new talk show, The Cassandra McKissick Show. So stay tuned for that. We've got a power-packed show for you today, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Of course, I don't want to forget to bring up the 4 questions to give you clarity, because they are so very, very important. And for those of you that are actually new to the show, how did I come up with these 4 questions? Well, it's very simple. You know what? When we learn things that are going to help us go further in life, then we need to be willing to share it with others. And so that's what these 4 questions are about. You know, for some reason, I wasn't getting things done, or I was losing focus or losing clarity. And I said, well, you know what? I need to develop some questions to ask myself that are going to help me to remember and stay focused on what's most important to me. And so when I developed these questions and I actually started using them, I started seeing immediate results. And so I said, well, I've got to share this with the Successful Woman listeners. So that's how it all started, with the 4 questions to give you clarity. And again, these questions are questions that you really should be asking yourself continuously, not just, you know, when you get ready to, but you should be asking yourself these questions every Sunday evening at least, which is so very, very important. Why? Because it is believed by most experts that if you take the time, at least 45 minutes to an hour, let's say at the beginning of your week on a Sunday, to look at where you want to be by Friday, And if you look at your calendar, if you look at all of your activities, if you gain some clarity on that, then guess what? You have a 50 to 75% chance of accomplishing those goals. It's when you don't look at your calendar, when you don't look at what it is that you want each week for that Friday, that you will begin to drift and you will begin to go far from what it is that you would like to see accomplished, okay? So let's go ahead and start with question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? It is so important that you make sure that whatever it is that you want to accomplish each week by that Friday, that all of the activities on your calendar are in support of that goal, okay? Very, very important. It's when we don't have activities on our calendar to support our goals that things begin to go awry. And by the time that Friday happened, and I'm sure many of you who are listening today can agree with me that the weeks pass by really, really fast, and as a result, you know, you look up and it's Friday and you say, wow, I didn't get anything done. Or why was it that I was so busy, but what I really wanted to accomplish didn't get done? So it first starts with you ensuring that the activities on your calendar are supporting what it is that you want to get done. Here's number two. What clients or prospects do you need to follow up with? Okay, and, you know, this is so important. Can you believe that I have actually had business women to tell me that they don't have anybody to follow up with at this time, that they don't have anything that they need to be doing for the business because nothing, no business or no one has been connecting with them? And, you know, I just shake my head in amazement that we have women who are confused about what their responsibilities as the leader of their companies really is all about. So listen up, ladies. Here's what you need to understand. When you are a businesswoman, for that matter of fact, just in life itself, the responsibility of follow-up is always but always going to lie in your hands, okay? Whatever it is that you want to accomplish out of life, responsibility lies with you. And so you can never wait for someone to call you. It is your responsibility to follow up with other individuals. But I tell you, one thing that also proves if you feel that you don't have anybody to follow up with, also it means that you're really not getting yourself out there, you're not connecting, you're not networking, you're not meeting new people each and every week. And so I have a challenge for all of you that are listening to the show today, and for those of you who may be listening to the recordings of this show later on, and that is that I challenge you to call one person per day that you don't know, okay? One person per day, one other businesswoman perhaps per day. How do you find these individuals? Well, many of us all have hundreds of friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Start right there. Start with those social networks of everybody that wants to be your friend. Put it to the test and see if these people will connect with you. So you simply send them a private message on whatever social network you're on, and you just say, hi, my name is such and such, and I would like to learn more about your business, and I would also like to share information about my business. I would like to invite you for a connection call. And then, you know, let them know, hey, I'm available this day and here's my phone number. You know, please PM me, or standing for private message me, and let me know if this is something that will work for you. Now, what you'll find out is that you'll be very surprised that more than none, most people will, you know, want to have that connection call with you. I do it all of the time, and that is how I began to meet some amazing, amazing women all over the world, and so can you. But when you begin to realize that follow-up is within your power, within your reach, you will start seeing things in a whole different light, because what it really means is that a large portion of the success of your company, it falls with you. okay? Once you start developing all of those relationships, people, okay, are going to want to hear what you have to say about your business. And when you start learning more about their business and listening to what they do and possibly have referrals for them, a whole new door of possibilities open up for you. So don't forget that. Here's number three. What are my sales goals for this week? What are your sales goals, ladies? Do you know what it is? You know, it's so important to have your mind on a number because let's face it, most women have a fear of the issue of money. You know, we for whatever reason, it could be how we were brought up, it could be what we read, what everybody else around us is saying, our environment. For whatever reason, women have a hard time sometimes of asking for what it is that they want. Even when they have priced their products and someone says, well, how much is this? I have seen where women are hesitant to say exactly what it is. Well, we need to get rid of that. And it first starts with us being clear and having a focus on what our sales goal is all about. You know, when you know what your sales goal is, you can then figure out how many people you need to reach out to or attract to your company in order to accomplish your sales goals. You can figure out so many things. So start with that. And again, this question is really a sub-question of a much larger one, which is, what is your annual sales goal? So as we begin to come up on 2015, it is going to be so very, very important, and I can't stress this enough, for you to really strategize where you are going for 2015 and be clear on what you would like to see for yourself. Here's number four, last but not least, in the four questions that will help to give you some clarity in life and business, how much is in my business checking account? Now, this is my most favorite question because I know for a fact, and I personally have experienced this myself, I know that as women, we don't like to look at a checking account that doesn't have any money in it, right? You know we don't. And so as a result, we run away from it, but we need to be running to it, and we need to utilize that information in two ways. When you look at your checking account, it is either going to, you know, make you realize that you need to get up off of your behind, come up with some strategies and some ways to create new streams of revenue, right? Absolutely. Or it's going to, if there is money in your checking account, you're going to realize that you need to do more of what you've been doing. You need to enhance it in order to make more money. Either way, it can help you. But what you can't allow yourself to do is you can't allow yourself to just really, you know, just feel stressed, broke, busted, disgusted about what's not in your checking account. You need to allow it to use, you know, to become energy. You need to allow it to push you forward and to say, you know what, I have the power to make a difference, to change this. If I don't like what I see in my checking account, then I have the power to change it, no one else. And so, again, sometimes many of us, we spend too much time. And, again, I stress, we spend too much time focusing on what we don't have and feeling stressed, broke, busted, and disgusted about what we don't have instead of looking at the fact that we have the power to make the change. And so change is so very, very important. So as I have gone over these four questions to help give you some clarity, I want you to understand that keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it is all about on this journey of life and business. Nothing is perfect. None of us are going to be perfect. And so what we must understand is to strive, as we strive for success, it's important to realize that we can learn from all things that happen, be it positive or negative. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to repeat the negative. We want to learn from it and turn the negative into a positive solution, right? Absolutely. It is 12:13 after the hour, and for those of you that have just dialed in, thank you so much for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. You know, this is a really good time for all of you who are listening to bless the lives of another woman. You know, call just one other woman. You can flash over on your phone right quick. You can text someone and have them to dial into the show. And if you have a pen in hand, here's the number so you don't have to look it up. 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. You know, it's just such a blessing when you can give a good resource to someone and let them know, hey, every Monday at 12 noon, there is an incredible positive resource that you can tap into. It's called Successful Woman Radio. And that's our whole goal. It's to provide that positive environment because, you know what, we all know that there is enough negativity in this world today to put people in their graves, right? And so we don't want that. We want life. We want to enjoy life. We want an abundant life. We want a successful life. And so as a result, that's what this radio show is all about. And so we thank you in advance for all of your blessings and sharing the show with other women. You know, they don't have to be in business to listen to the show. We have a lot of listeners that are not yet in business, but they say, I get a lot from it because I can apply these same principles in my life as well. So again, for those of you who are listening from your smart devices, your phones, your notepads, your iPads, thank you so much. Please make sure that you share the show on your favorite social network. Just say, hey, tune in now to Successful Woman Radio. Dial 347-637-2589. And again, we thank you for sharing the show. It's 12:15 after the hour. And of course, this is Thanksgiving week, and we all have so much to be thankful for. You know, I am so thankful for my mom. My mom passed last holiday season on December 20th, and this is kind of a very special time of the year for me. So I've been a little emotional and, you know, didn't quite understand what was going on. And so some of the things that I've done to help myself is I've wrote down things that I really, really remember about my mother and things that she, her wisdom, things that she has shared with me. And one of the things that my mom shared with me that I'll never forget, and this was right before her passing, she says, Tina, I want you to live your life. I want you to continue to be the beautiful girl for Mama. I want you to do all of the things that you want to do and don't let anyone hold you back because there are so many people out there because they aren't accomplishing their dreams and goals. They don't want you to do it. And I appreciated that so much. And she knew that I needed to hear those words of positivity. And so I want you to do the same thing. I want you to reach for the stars, ladies. I want you to reach out and capture your dreams and your goals. And I want you to understand that there is nothing that you cannot do. That's what this month is all about. We have been sharing with you information about your personal power. We talked to you on last Monday about procrastination no more. And we said that, you know, in order for you to reclaim your personal power and move forward with your dreams and your goals, it's important to look in the mirror and address the issues that could be causing negative reactions. And so we gave you some good information about how to rid yourself of procrastination. And so hopefully you'll be able to go back and listen to that broadcast of that particular show. We also, on the very first Monday of November, we asked you this very important question, which was, who has your power? And the reason why we asked you that question is because whether you know it or not, every single day, women are giving up their power. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And we all have been subject to giving up our power at some time or another. You know, as women, we have that ability to help each other in ways that we are not realizing that we can. And there's so many things that we could be doing. You know, one of the things that I think we don't even realize is that we are the ones that are helping to truly build the economy back. We've always been the ones to help make consumer decisions and go out and make all of those purchases. As a matter of fact, statistics show that approximately 85 to 90% of all consumer decisions, get this, are made by women. So, again, you have to ask yourself, who has your power? You know, here's some things that I have shared and I want to share again about people giving up their power. You see, when a woman isn't able to get her business started, someone has her power. When a woman only talks about what she wants to do one day instead of doing it, someone has her power. When a woman finds herself years later talking about the same dreams and goals, I'm going to be honest with you, someone has her power. When a woman wakes up each day and dreads getting out of her bed to get her day started, someone has her power. And when a woman is not able to quickly take action on her dreams and goals, definitely someone has her power. So you see, ladies, it's important to know whether or not you are in control of your own power. Now, a lot of you might say, well, what power are you talking about? Well, again, I am talking about the supernatural power that we were all pre-installed with from the time of our very, very existence. And so with that pre-installation that God has given us, we have the power to accomplish whatever we put our minds to. We have the power to inspire and encourage others. We have the power to make money, share money, and spend money. We have the power to turn nothing into something. We have the power. But the question that you always constantly have to ask yourself, and I'll be honest with you, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling drained, when I'm feeling, you know, down and out, and yes, I do go there sometimes, you know, I ask myself that question, okay, Trina, you're not feeling like you need to feel, okay, who has your power? What have you done to give up your power? And so, again, I want you to understand that this is very real. This is a real issue that we as women deal with. And I know that men probably deal with this issue as well, but I'm a woman, and so, therefore, I can relate to all of you. And I can honestly say in helping women over this last 25 years that I know we give our power up every day. For every day that we say we can't do something or complain about not having enough resources to do it, we're giving up our power. For every day that we allow someone to tell us we can't do something or to allow someone to put us down when we share our dreams and goals with them, we're giving up our power. And for every day that we dream about doing something more, but we hold on to our self-lack and we hold on to the negative thoughts and self-talk that we're giving ourselves, we are giving up our power. So I want to just quickly go back over how you get your power back. And a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have a powerful, powerful woman, Cassandra McKissick, who is also a talk show host of the Cassandra McKissick Show, and she's going to be sharing with us her wisdom on reclaiming your power and what you need to do. So here's my two cents, okay? Here's what I think that you need to do in getting your power back. You first start with recognizing that you are wonderfully made by God and that you are full of talent and potential because He pre-installed it in you. Next, you make a commitment to getting to the bottom of why you don't take action on your dreams and your goals. Here's the next one, number three. You've definitely got to get in your quiet space and make a list of habits that are working negatively in your life right now. And this is so very, very important. You know, a lot of people don't like to be alone and they don't like to ask themselves questions because they know that they have to answer those questions. But learning what the negative things are in your life so that you can change it is one of the most positive things that you can do for yourself. Here's number four. Make a list of habits you need to embrace to get better results. In other words, for every negative, there's always a positive. So do the opposite and figure it out. Number five, choose your first positive habit to start working on and practice it consistently until it becomes a natural habit. Here's number six, start eliminating negative relationships. And yes, ladies, we know that we're good for that, you know, and we have to be careful about having negative relationships. And listen, I'm not just talking about a male-female relationship. I'm talking about any kind of relationship. We have to be careful about putting ourselves in the way of negative people, places, and things, or negative relationships that make us feel less than ourselves, make us doubt ourselves, cause us to have negative self-thinking and self-talk. We have to be very, very careful about that. And, you know, this is just such a great time of the year to be talking about that simply because a lot of the times, you know, as women, again, we've given up our power, so we don't even know who's taking our power. How is it being drained from us? And, of course, last but not least, I want to encourage you to work with me, you know, to hold you accountable. We have several things at Women About Biz that can help you. Why don't you just start with, you know, requesting a free power talk? A power talk is that 45-minute to 1 hour energized session where we can brainstorm about your ideas, brainstorm about how to move you into the positive, how to help you reclaim your personal power. We can talk about all of those things during that power talk. Now, to claim your power talk, all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse, and click on coaching in the top red menu bar. And from there, in the right-hand column, just simply click on Schedule Power Talks. That's all you need to do. Click on Schedule Power Talk, and you will be able to schedule a power talk with me, and I can have you on your way to learning how to turn negative things into positive things, how to move forward in developing your business and making it happen for yourself. 12:25 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, welcome. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. Make sure you mark your calendars every Monday, even holidays, at 12 noon Eastern Time for your dose of inspiration and motivation. Coming up in just a little bit, we are going to have renowned talk show host Cassandra McKissick, who's going to be on, and she's going to be sharing information about her new talk show, and she's also going to be sharing her own wisdom on reclaiming your power, personal power, and what that means. So I'm very, very excited that Cassandra is on the show today. In addition, I'm going to be giving out a prize in just a few minutes. For those of you who have not heard about it, we are hosting in Atlanta on Saturday, December 6th, the Holiday Extravaganza. And I'm so excited that this is our sixth annual event. And I can't tell you enough about how special this event is. It's a four-in-one event, so that means that it's going to be the Wise Women's Luncheon, which is very popular. We'll have many business seminars. We'll also have power networking sessions, so you'll be able to exchange your business cards and expand your connections before the end of the year. And, of course, we have no other than our Wise Women's, again, Luncheon and our Women's Holiday Expo. And, you know, this is just such a great time of year to, again, support vendors, support women-owned companies who are really trying to make it happen in their lives. And we can speak loud and clear and say to them, sister, I see that you're trying. I see that you're out here making it happen for yourself. And in agreement with you, I'm here to support you. And that's what the Women's Holiday Expo is all about. Come on, we're going to be out shopping anyway. Okay, I don't know a woman who isn't going to buy some gift for the holiday season, or if it's something for herself. And so the Women's Holiday Expo is just that, and everything from handbags, scarves, jewelry, health items, fitness items, is all going to be at the Holiday Extravaganza on Saturday, December 6th. This year, of course, I'm so excited to introduce to you our three Wise Women panelists, Dr. Jamonda Clark, physician, speaker, and entrepreneur, Chloe Taylor Brown, entrepreneur, transformational coach, and speaker, and Angel Nowlin, entrepreneur and radio host. All these three of these women have not only been extremely successful in their own businesses, but they've been empowering women for a long time to improve their lives and to travel on the journey on the road of success. And so we want to recognize these women, and we also want to gain from their wisdom. Now, together, these women have over 50-plus years of experience. So that's 50-plus years of wisdom that you're going to be able to gain during the Wise Women's Luncheon. And so it's so important that if you can make it on Saturday, December 6th, it's so important for you to be here in Atlanta, Georgia, with us. All of you in the surrounding states, you know, coming down from D.C., Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, moving over to the other side, Alabama, Tennessee. Come on down, ladies. You know, every year we have women from all around the state of Georgia and abroad through our surrounding states visiting the holiday extravaganza. And so I'm so excited that you guys are going to be celebrating with us. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Serena Washington. I know she told me that she's coming down. Our speaker for today, you're going to get a chance to meet Cassandra McKissick, who is coming down from St. Louis, Missouri. I also want to give a big shout out to Jackie Henderson, okay? I do believe that she's coming down from Indianapolis. So, I mean, we've got women coming from all over. Eudora is coming down from the D.C., Maryland area. So I'm excited. I'm so excited that we've got powerful women who have been emailing me and letting me know, hey, I'm going to be there. And so, again, the date, mark your calendar, is Saturday, December 6th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then if you so choose to, I invite you to stay overnight at the DoubleTree Hotel with a group of us who are staying over, where we'll continue on with the wisdom and the inspiration. All three of our Wise Women panelists are staying over, and many other women have told me that they are staying over. So again, this is just going to be so wonderful. Again, it's at the DoubleTree Hotel, La Vista Road, Atlanta, Georgia, and it also might show up on your map as Tucker, Georgia as well, T-U-C-K-E-R. So if you should decide to stay over that night, just give the code Women About Biz and you'll get a discount for your hotel stay. And at this time, for those of you who have not registered yet and you'd like to receive a $10 discount code off of your registration, then all you need to do is press star 1 at this time. Again, star 1 at this time, and you can receive a discount code to attend the Women's Holiday Extravaganza. And again, I'm just so excited about this event because I get blessed from this event. I meet so many new people, and I know that you are going to meet new people as well and expand your connections. And that's what it's all about. This whole event was created for businesswomen to inspire them to move forward in 2015 to accomplish your dreams and accomplish your goals and let nothing hold you back. And that's exactly what this event is for. Okay, I see that we have some individuals that have pressed star 1. I'm going to go ahead. The last four of your phone number is 9129. Again, 9129 is the last four of your phone number. You're live on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and your first and last name. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hi. My name is Lisa Wright, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Lisa, you've just received a $10 discount off of the $39 fee for the holiday extravaganza, and you will be getting your discount coupon. We'll be calling you right after the show to give you that discount code, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. The next person that we have that would like a discount, last four of your phone number is 6155. 6155, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Carolyn Madden.
Wonderful. Hi, Carolyn. How are you today?
I'm fine. We're out of Decatur, Georgia.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for listening, and you have just gotten your $10 discount off of the holiday extravaganza. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Okay, and the next person who would like a discount, the last four of your phone number is 8644. 8644, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Marlise Harris from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wonderful. How are you today, Marlise?
I am wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being a listener on the show, and you'll be getting your $10 discount code. We'll be calling you right after the show, okay?
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, the next person, last four of your phone number is 9235. 9235, you are live on the air. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Trina, this is Dr. LeAngela Moses. I already have the discount.
Okay, wonderful. How are you today, Dr. Moses?
Absolutely fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, this has just given us an opportunity to say that you are going to be talking about transformation in one of the many business seminars. And so I know that people are excited to hear what you have to say about transforming their lives.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, wonderful. Last call out, ladies. If you would like to receive a discount, go ahead and press star one now. This is probably one of the most inspiring events for women at the end of the year, helping you to reach forward and connect and be in a positive environment of other women who want to accomplish their dreams and goals. And that is so very, very important. So this is going to be a wonderful full day event, of course, and the Wise Women's Luncheon, I'm very excited about that. You're going to truly enjoy that. So again, if you would like to receive a discount, just press star one on your phone. In the meantime, I want to quickly go ahead and share something with you. A while back, I ran into a document that is called 15 Powerful Beliefs That Will Free You from Negativity. And what I've done is just highlight some of these beliefs because they just spoke out to me, and I think that they will speak out to you as well. Here's a belief that will free you from negativity. What other people say about me is their problem, not mine. Don't take other people's negativity personally. Most negative people behave negatively, not just to you, but to everyone they interact with. What they say and do is a projection of their own reality. Even when a situation seems personal, even if someone insults you directly, it oftentimes has nothing to do with what others say and do, and the opinions they have are based entirely on their own self-reflection. And so, again, remember to not take it personally. And this is why we have to be careful about giving up our power, because it's at that time when we take it up personally, guess what's going to happen? We will begin to give up that power and not be able to utilize it for something positive. Here's the next one. I am free to be me. Can you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Happiness is found when you stop comparing yourself to everyone else and what they want. Ladies, stop living for other people and their opinions, but be true to yourself. You are the only person in charge of your life. The only question is, what do you want to do with the rest of it? Okay? Here's the next one. Not everything is meant to stay. Change can be terrifying, yet all positive growth and healing requires change. Sometimes you have to find the good in goodbye, because the past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. Be strong when everything seems to be going wrong. Keep taking small steps, and eventually you'll find what you're looking for. Learn to trust the journey even when you do not understand it. You know, here's the next one, and this one is special to me. It says, being wrong is the first step to being right. Sometimes the wrong choices bring us to the right places. To be creative and productive in life, you must first lose your fear of being wrong. And remember, a fear like this can only survive inside you if you let it live there. Isn't that good? Yeah, it can only survive inside of you if you let it live there. Okay, here's another one that I think is very powerful in beliefs that will free you from negativity. I do not need to hold on to what's holding me back. You are not what has happened to you. And I want to repeat that. You are not what has happened to you. You are what you choose to become. Ladies, it's time to break the beliefs and routines that have been holding you back. Respect yourself enough to walk away from anything that no longer grows you. Listen to your intuition, not your ego. When you stop chasing the wrong beliefs, you give the right ideas a chance to catch up with you. And this is so very, very important. Lastly, who I spend quality time with matters indeed. Ladies, surround yourself with people who lift you higher, those who see the great potential in you, even when you don't see it in yourself. Now, isn't that powerful? Absolutely. It's very, very powerful. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have a powerful woman, Cassandra McKissick. Cassandra, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I am listening. Great show.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, coming up, we're going to have Cassandra, and she's going to be talking about her wisdom on personal power, because she's helped a lot of women, and she's helped herself to claim her personal power. So we're going to continue on with that conversation. And also, you're going to be learning about her talk show, the Cassandra McKissick Show, which is a powerful talk show that will inspire people all around the world. So let me go ahead and just read a little bit of information to you about Cassandra so you can know who she is. Cassandra McKissick is an entrepreneur, a life coach, and talk show host. She has been seen on the World Network as a guest of the Bobby Jones Show and other TV stations across America. She has interviewed people from all genres and is known for her straightforward hands-on approach. Cassandra has a master's in education and was an elementary school teacher for several years. She is a published author of the book The Gift and is now working on her second writing, Discover Yourself. A possibility life coach, Cassandra has coached, ministered, and empowered women across the world to discover what she calls their recipe for life. She believes that all women should reach for the possibilities and know that all things are indeed possible. Cassandra resides in St. Louis, Missouri, where she is active in both the business and Christian community. So without further ado, Cassandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am so delighted to be on the show today, and I'm so glad to be talking to the Success Women listeners. Hello, everyone.
Definitely, and I'm excited. And, of course, Cassandra, we met each other recently basically through the power of networking, because I definitely want to give thank you to Serena Washington, who connected us.
Yes, Serena is an extraordinary woman, and I'm so glad to have her as a friend. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I am very excited about having met you. And, of course, when you introduced yourself, we got on the phone and we started talking. It was like we were kindred sisters. You know, we just kept talking, and we were so excited. And I think that's what happens when someone has your same, you know, your same spirit, and they have a passion for helping people. You know, you just connect, and it's like you've known each other all along, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like I've met someone who is part of my tribe. And, you know, I just love it when God does that, because I feel like God is in the mix and he knows what he's doing. And what I tell folks, one of my favorite statements is, go with the flow of the going God. The first two letters in God are go. So let's make it happen.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so excited that you're going to be at the holiday extravaganza. I'll be introducing you to the ladies that are there. And for those of you that, again, don't know it, Cassandra just created a new talk show, the Cassandra McKissick Show. And I'm excited to announce that she is going to be at the Holiday Extravaganza, and she is going to be interviewing women on her show via video stream. So I'm excited about that, Cassandra, and that you're going to be giving women the opportunity to introduce themselves on a national platform.
Absolutely, absolutely. You all will have an opportunity to be on the Dish Network on Roku, and working on getting some other networks involved. And thank you so much, Karina, for allowing this to happen. I'm absolutely looking forward to coming to Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I have lots of friends there. So we're going to have a ball. So get ready, get ready.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So what I want to first do, we're going to be talking about personal power in just a couple of minutes, but I first want to learn more about you. And you call yourself a possibility coach. So do share with us, what does that mean?
Yes, I am a possibility life coach. And what I do, I assist people in discovering their possibilities. So I've helped a lot of people that have been there in the trenches or just didn't know what to do, really make a 180-degree turn. And I say 180 degrees versus 360 degrees because I don't want you to be back at the same place. You're going to be in a new place. And I discovered, Trina, really by accident, that it was a gift from God. I would tell people, you know, have you considered this? Have you considered that? And it would just be something because, you know, they told me or I observed, and later on I have someone come back 6 months later, 2 weeks later, and say, hey, I'm now a teacher. I'm now a cosmetologist. It's because of something you spoke to me. And I said, wow, I was amazed. And then I understood as more and more people came to me that not only was it a gift, but it was something that I worked toward becoming a business to help folks discover who they are. And all coaches do is help you find out what's already in you. And lots of people don't even realize what's lying dormant. And really, coaching is just an innovative, modern, powerful process used to help people achieve their goals and dreams. So I help people wake up their dreams, just like you do, Trina. I love it.
Absolutely. And I think all of us that women need to help be, all of us are coaches, actually. I know many of you who are listening, even though you aren't considering yourself a professional coach in the coaching industry, all of us are coaches. All of us are ministers and helping people to improve their lives. And I think as women, we need to be reaching out more and helping women to create their possibilities, which is so very, very important. Let's talk a little bit about you being in business and what your experience has been being in business. What do you find challenging about being in business?
Well, I tell you, I take this approach, Trina. What I do, there's a Chinese symbol that means opportunity, but it also means opposition. So what I have learned over the years as being what I believe a wise woman, only because I've researched the word and I've asked God to help me, so as a wise woman, I'm learning to turn my opposition into opportunities. I look at it in a different way. God, what are you teaching me in this? What are you saying in this? Instead of going, woe is me, I used to have problems with, you know, catastrophizing everything and why are they attacking me? Now I look at it through new eyes. Father, what do you want me to learn? What are you trying to speak into my heart and into my mind? And because I look at things in a different way, that my trial is an opportunity for me to learn something. I even did an in-depth word search on suffering and trials and tribulations. And what I become to find out is that when you're going through suffering, when you're going through these types of things, it's actually an opportunity for God to build your character, you know, in ways you don't even know, because all you're thinking is, oh, this is so terrible, it's so horrible, and it may not be a good place. You know, the Bible does say all things work together for good. It may not feel good. You know, I may not be jumping up and down, oh, I'm in a trial, but what I can say is, okay, Father, I'm in this situation. How can you help me? What can I learn? And when you look at things through that kind of vision, give you a whole new perspective on dealing with your situation.
Yes, oh, absolutely. I totally believe in that. Now, I know that you are a woman who believes in taking actions on her dreams and goals. And I know that you've written your own book, and I know you're in the process of writing a second book. Could you talk about that a little bit? Because I know that a lot of women want to become book writers. They want to write their story, or they want to encourage others through their writings. What encouragement would you give for women who are interested in writing their own book?
Well, number one, you can do it. And number two, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't step forward, you're always in the same place. And what I find God is interested in, you taking the first step. The first step leads to the second step and the third step. And each time you take a step forward, you feel better about yourself. And I read a book once called Face Your Fears. Face Your Fears, but anyway, I believe the title is. And what the book taught you is to embrace fear. So in other words, when I feel overwhelmed and start feeling anxiety about doing something, I challenge myself to do it anyway. Ask the question. I may feel stupid, I may feel small, but I'm asking it anyway. And the more you move out toward what you believe that God has for you to do, the easier it gets. The same thing with the television program. The same thing when I was a college student. I used to be so overwhelmed with anxiety. Oh, my God, can I make it to do the midterm? I don't know. Even though people would always tell me I'm smart and I had grades to prove that, and I don't know if it's just part of just learning who you are, I always felt like I was going to fail. I always had that in the back of my mind. But what if you start looking at it, I'm going to succeed. And so when I wrote my first book, I challenged myself just to do it. I sat down and I just began writing about what a gift means. And sometimes it helps. I almost basic in linguistics, Trina, because I love the root meaning of words. And I love knowing what the Greek and the Hebrew. It's just always fascinated me. And when I start discovering and researching, it just opens up a whole new world. So I challenge you to make that phone call. If you're interested in a particular type of career, call someone that you know is doing something that you want to do. Maybe you're not doing it now. Maybe you're re-careering, and that's what I did. I've re-careered towards something that I love to do. I was doing radio for years, and now I'm in television, and I'm enjoying the process. So that's what I challenge you to do, just to enjoy the process. Yes, ma'am.
I think that's absolutely awesome. Now, I know a lot goes into creating a talk show. It's not a simple process. You know, there's a lot of people and things that you have to pull together. As you go forward with your talk show, the Cassandra McKissick Show, could you just share what that show is about and what you offer to audiences or people in general?
Well, I am so glad you asked that question. I feel audience that offer solutions for people's problems, and I offer value. I really want to offer people the opportunity to do something that they may not have thought they could even do before. And what I tell people, and I told you this earlier, Trina, I love the approach that President Obama used, and I believe that's the approach he's using with the television, which means it's a grassroots movement. And I am offering, I found a niche for people to advertise on TV that may not normally advertise because they think it's too much. Well, I offer you the opportunity not only to do a commercial, I do infomercials, I offer people the opportunity to be part of a collective talk show, kind of like The View, and people love it. So whether you want to be on TV one time, whether it's once a month, maybe once every 6 to 8 weeks, maybe you can't afford, to do this all the time. But like for this type of year, this is the holiday. You have a product. Get in front of as many people as possible to sell that product. You have a church. You want people to know who you are. You have a ministry coming up. You have an event. You have a conference. Like I'm going to be at your event, and we'll be talking to women, talking to you about what's going on and what's coming up. And people find that to be so exciting. And I'm just so glad that God is opening the doors, that he's allowing me to be in the mix. And if I can, I want to make sure people know you can contact me. I am on Facebook, and the name is Cassandra McKissack. Last name, if I can spell that, capital M, little c, capital K, I-S-S-A-C-K, Cassandra McKissack, on Facebook. And what I tell folks is go for it. If you want to talk to me, I'm happy to talk to you, to do some life coaching with you. That's something that I try to do, to offer value, offer solutions. And this has just been an awesome opportunity to connect with all kinds of people. And you know why it's been so successful, Trina? It's because I offer people options. People love options. Just that's why people love buffets. That's why they love to go to the stores. And if you're like me, Trina, if I see a scarf or I see a sweater I really like, I'll get it in 3 or 4 different colors. And so this TV program offers you different options basically to increase your bottom line. And right now, this is the great time of year. This is one of the highest holiday shopping seasons, Thanksgiving, Christmas, as we all know. Then Mother's Day is also another big one, Valentine's Day. So let's get you exposed. Let's get you on television. Feel free to reach out and call me, 314-327-3660. Again, 314-327-3660. And, of course, you can go to my website, CassandraMcKissick.com. And I'm taking the show across the country, Trina.
Wonderful.
Like you mentioned, I'm getting ready to come to Atlanta. Then I'm going to be in New Jersey. And some of my New Jersey friends are listening. Hello, Valerie, to name a few. Going to Pennsylvania, headed to California. So quite a few people are already reaching out to me, asking me to come to their area. And if you can have at least 4 to 5 folks that want to be interviewed in your area, I will definitely highly consider it. Just give me a call. Would love to come and talk with you. And thank God you can listen to the show again if you've missed any of the contact information. Back to you,
Wonderful.
Trina.
Wonderful. And I want to make sure now that we get into the nitty-gritty with personal power, because you and I have talked about it at length, and you have a great perspective on personal power, and I want you to be able to share, what are your thoughts on women reclaiming their power? Are we giving our power up? What do you think about all of that?
Yes, we are. And I tell you, I quickly wrote down 5 P's for success. It's about people. Mm-hmm. It's about potential, possibilities, power, and purpose. I'll say that one more time if you're taking notes. It's about people, potential, possibilities, power, and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want the audience to know about people, Zig Ziglar said it best. He said, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. So if you have a service, give the best service possible. If you are on the telephones or wherever you are, you know, preach the best sermon possible. When you give your best, people can see that. They see your authentic self. And when that comes through, before they buy any product, they've bought into you. They buy into the genuineness of who you really are. I love that. Next, I know we need to move quickly, is the word potential. And I actually looked up the word potential in the dictionary. It means capable of being. Maybe it's not in existence yet, but the potential for it to happen is able to come forth. And Miles Monroe said it best. He says, one key to maximizing your potential is to become dissatisfied with the circumstances that restrict, limit, and stifle your potential. So when you become sick and tired of something, your potential is really crying out for a voice to be heard. Something needs to happen. Your dream is speaking to you. Your potential is saying, hey, there's something lying dormant that needs to occur. And what I love best, as Dr. Seuss said it so good, he says, nobody can be a you or you than you.
You or you.
So I can't
Absolutely.
Do you. I can't do Trina. I can only do Cassandra. And so that
means
I can be the best that I can be. But I can, come alongside Trina and help her. She can assist me. And we can become greater and better because of the partnership. Number 3, possibilities. My favorite words, one of my favorite P words, possibility, because I told you earlier I was a possibility coach. And you will discover your potential when you discover your possibilities. Again, the dictionary says about possibilities, it means the potential for favorable results. Okay? So it means that something is possible and we can do it. We can win. Winning is a mindset. Instead of catastrophizing, you know, this is going to happen or the worst, why not see yourself accomplishing what you want to do? That's why The Secret was so powerful. It reminds people of what you can become. And every day, Trina said earlier, you need to decide what your week is going to be like. I even challenge you every day, daily, decide what your day is going to be like. It's going to be successful. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call people I've never talked to before. And I love what you said when you were telling the women in regard to, being able to follow up. Follow up is so – I love follow up. Don't ask me why. I guess it's because I love people. I love to talk to people. And one of the things that a sales manager told me once is always be asking for the business. So if I'm talking to you and I give you my pitch, even if you tell me no, you can't, I need to be asking, well, who do you think is interested? If you don't want to do it, there's somebody out there that does want to do it. So never let no make you feel like that's the end of it, because it's not. Mm-hmm. Okay, three possibilities. Four, power. Wow. Every day, one of my favorite things to tell people, power up. It's time to elevate your thinking. Wow. That is so important. The word power means the ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. Power is about a specific ability, capability, or skill. It also means force, strength, effectiveness. Power also impacts our source of authority and influence. And that's why you're so successful, Trina. You understand the power that you have, and you use it. God's taught you how to use it effectively to help other people. So we need to own our power, ladies. Take it back. And last but not least, purpose. All of these things are going to help you tap into your purpose, wake up your dream. You see, there's a capacity for greatness down on the inside of all of us. But you have to be willing to, you know, move out toward what you believe God wants to do, even if you don't see the whole picture. Who says you have to know it all? I don't know it all. Trina doesn't know it all. But we're willing to move out toward what we believe God is calling us for. And when you do that, I'm telling you, the doors open. The avenues will be there. I am absolutely amazed how my purpose is just unfolding. I never thought I'd be doing this a few years ago. I mean, it always seemed like it's for someone else. And now here I am, Cassandra McKissick, talk show host. I love it. I mean, God's been blessing me to meet some phenomenal people, and I'm so glad about it. So I want you to focus on being the best you possible. And again, we talked about people, potential, possibilities, power, purpose. You have them all, and make good use of it. Make good use of it. Back to you, Trina.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. Wow, what awesome information you have shared. And for those of you that are still with us, we have just a couple more minutes on the show. But I just want to, first of all, Cassandra, thank you so much for the blessing that you have given us with these five P's: people, potential, possibility, power, and purpose. And I hope all of you have listened, you are taking good notes on this, because this is some powerful stuff here. Ladies, as we close the last Monday of November, I want you to remember that this month about personal power and you reclaiming your power, don't let this just be a radio show that you heard. Don't let this be a distant subject off in the distance somewhere where you say, oh, that was some good information. I want you to take it, and I want you to apply it to your life. I want you to take action to it, because when you reclaim your personal power, that is when you will begin to see things changing positively in your life. Last but not least, this is Thanksgiving week, and I want to share with you my favorite holiday punch recipe, because I promised several people that I would share it with you. And so, again, here's my favorite recipe for holiday punch. Okay, here goes. First, you are going to put crushed ice in a punch bowl. So you might put like a half bag of ice in a punch bowl. Then what you're going to do is you're going to pour cranberry juice, concentrated cranberry juice. Don't fix it. Just pour the unfrozen cranberry juice in over the ice. Add to that a half cup of sugar, okay? And then to that, you're going to add a whole can of dull pineapple juice. Okay, and I'm real specific about these brands because I've noticed a difference in taste when we use other things. So, again, you're going to use a can of Dull pineapple juice. Then you're going to put in a bottle of ginger ale. Like, I like to use Swipes because it's a stronger ginger ale, okay? So once you've mixed all of that together, stir it around, okay, you have some options. You can add orange slices and cherries, or you can add a can of fruit cocktail, which gives it an additional flavor like you wouldn't believe. I'm telling you, relatives and family and friends will be coming back to that punch bowl, and you'll be like, what is in this juice, okay? You're going to absolutely love it. So there it is. You've got your one bottle of ginger ale. You've got your can of concentrated cranberry juice, a can of Dull pineapple juice, a half a cup of sugar, okay, your crushed ice or a bag of ice, okay? You're going to put half of that in that punch bowl. Then you're going to mix it all together, and then, of course, you can put in sliced oranges and cherries or a can of fruit cocktail, and trust me, people will be coming back for more and more. And there is my famous recipe for the holiday punch. Well, I pray that all of you have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday. Want to remind you to eat responsibly because, of course, we could all go overboard. So eat responsibly, ladies, okay? And make sure that you get the water in your body that you need, because a lot of holiday food has a lot of sodium in it. And so we want to make sure we increase the amount of water intake that we're having to make sure that our bodies are hydrated. I wish for you so much joy, so much peace, and so much abundance, all that your life can possibly hold. Have a beautiful, beautiful holiday. And again, I want to say a big special thank you to Cassandra McKissick for being here with us today. Take care, everybody. Make sure you mark your calendar for December 6th for the holiday extravaganza. Bye-bye.